Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today Breakfast Briefing. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Friday, the 21st of January. I'm not sure where the week went, but it is Friday. Thank God it's Friday. And with all the information contained in this briefing, it is general advice only. So please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this presentation. If you need to, you can always pause the slide here and read that disclaimer. And if you're listening on a podcast, head on over to the marcustoday.com.au website and you can read the disclaimer in there. And if you're not yet a member, you can always sign up on the website for a free trial of our wonderful newsletter. All right, overnight we had a very weak finish to the Dow, Nasdaq and the S&P. It was looking so good for so long, and then the final hour saw a capitulation, and then after hours we had some shocking numbers from Netflix, stock down 12.7%, hammering another nail into the technology coffin. We have the Dow Jones for the numbers, the scores on the doors. The Dow Jones fell 313 points, or 0.89%, 34,715. It did have a high at one stage of 462 points up. So that is a massive, massive 770-odd point turnaround from its high to its low. So the US remains very skittish at the moment on the one-year anniversary of Joe Biden being inaugurated. NASDAQ down 1.3%, and those Netflix numbers coming after hours. Peloton also plunging last night as reports that it is pausing the production of its treadmills and bikes. Some of the demand has been pulled forward on supply chain issues, but even so, that is not a good look for the company. So that's going to provide further negative news in the NASDAQ. NASDAQ down 186, or 1.3%, 14,154. The S&P 500 down 50, or 1.1%. So in the middle for diddle as usual. And as you would expect, that VIX index up to 26, up 2 points, 7.25%, as more people get concerned about the prospects of the market falling over more than it already has and buy some insurance in those options on the CBOE. In just to give you an idea, the NASDAQ was actually up 2% at one stage, closing down 1.3%. SPY futures on the back of all this negativity showing a 66-point loss, or 0.91% loss. So no good news for the SPY today. It was relatively okay going into the last hour or so, but as the US fell over, so did the SPY futures. Commodities, though, interesting night again for commodities. We had Brent crude down a smidge, 6 cents, 88.38, hanging in at those high levels. Joe Biden yesterday in his speech talking about how he was trying to get the oil price down. So far, that has worked spectacularly badly. And we saw that down 0.07% in Brent. WTI, similar, 6 cents, 86.90 for WTI. Gold, off 60 cents, or 0.03%, 1842.60. So holding in there as well. We had iron ore up 2.65%, $3.45 US, 133.65. So iron ore looking pretty good, as were other metals again. Where is the inflation? Well, the inflation is in the commodity prices. And why are we getting inflation? It's because commodity prices are rising. So it is a bit of a catch-22 situation there, a circular argument, if you like. But we did see copper up 1.9%, nickel up 1.7%, aluminium up 2.2%, zinc up 1.9%, lead up 0.34%, and tin up 1.6%. As a result of all this, not a huge amount happening in the resource stock land, though. Freeport-McMoRan down 2%. Alcoa having another good night in the US, up 2.7%. Tech down 3.5%. Anglo up 0.2%, a mere 0.2%. Glencore up, or rather down, at 1.6%. Vale down 1.2%. And Albemarle, the big lithium producer, down 1.2% as well. In the US, BHP in ADR terms was down 0.66%, and Rio down 2.26%. Of course, BHP last night announced the momentous decision 2 decades since it split effectively into PLC in the UK and Limited in Australia. We now have that dual-listed structure. 97% of shareholders approved the collapse of that dual-listed structure. Here you can see the S&P 500. Look at it go. It just collapsed in the last hour or so. Absolute capitulation there. No sign of any bounce. It was looking so good for most of the day. Major stock stories last night. Stocks tumbling into the close. China vows to curb technologies firms' influence on governments. And US hospital crisis eases. France to relax curbs and UK moves to end restrictions. So we do seem to be seeing the wave of Omicron that we have seen spreading across the world starting to peak and come off the top. So that is a good sign. Biden says his $2 trillion economic package will have to be broken up to aid passage in Senate. He's not doing very well at the moment, Mr. Biden. China cuts key mortgage lending rates for the first time in 2 years, steps up monetary stimulus to boost the economy. An interesting divergence now happening between the Western world and China. We have China, which is cutting rates to stimulate their economy and still pursuing that zero COVID policy, whereas the West has let COVID do its thing to some extent and banking on vaccinations and will be raising rates. So there will be an interesting divergence of approaches. Of course, the worry, I guess, for China is that if it let the Omicron variant run rampant through China, it would close down their economy, not because of the restrictions the government would place on it necessarily, but the absenteeism, the disruption to supply chains, and all the other issues that go with it. So it's easier to close down a city of, say, 14 million people, and 14 million people suffer, than 1.5 billion people see their economy fall in the toilet because people are not around and people are worried about the virus. Anyway, China drafts new rules to ease rules on property sector will help sector meet debt obligations. And the ECB's Lagarde says no need to act in the same way as the Fed. Right, good luck with that. Strategists see value in reopening trade, commodities in preparation for the post-pandemic world. Everyone's jumping on the commodity trade at the moment. And rising yields push high yield bonds towards worse monthly performance since March 2020. And crude slips from multi-year highs. Biden pledging to tackle prices, so much so that crude fell 6 cents. They must have been really scared. What's on today? Well, we've got that BHP says yes to the DLC collapse, that dual-listed company collapse. January the 31st, it looks like it's going to be D-Day for that, and that will raise BHP's index profile in Australia and diminish it completely in the UK. Netflix craters after hours. It was down 12.7%, and Peloton was down 25% after it paused its treadmill and bike making. In the US, 10-year yield 1.83, so slightly off the top there. Australia 1.99, and Germany back to negative 0.03. Jeremy Grantham, who runs a very well-respected stock company, said the historic collapse in stocks he predicted a year ago, he has predicted many collapses, is now underway. He describes US stocks as being in a super bubble, only the fourth of the past century. Cathie Wood, on the other hand, says value stocks are in a bubble. But given that ARK Innovation is down around 52% this year, I wonder where the bubble is. Travel stocks were the best performing European sector, rising 2.9%. And in news late last night, the WA Premier has pushed back the reopening of Western Australia indefinitely. It was due to open on February the 5th. Now it is being delayed indefinitely while Omicron grips the eastern states. So that will mean less disruption, I suspect, for BHP and Rio and others in their mining operations in the Pilbara, as the case numbers remain absolutely zero pretty much in Western Australia. But it does keep pressure on costs, as staff and the crew, etc., are hard to come by and therefore have to pay up for them. So it does help in one way, but hinder in another. Hydrogen back on the front page today of the AFR, back on the agenda. The first shipment of hydrogen leaves next week from Australia. And AGL is hosting a $500 million hydrogen pilot plant at Loy Yang. So maybe AGL is starting to look like the green and clean company and maybe investable again, especially if it splits itself into good AGL and bad AGL. The head of the Macquarie Bond Funds, which manages around $250 billion in the bond markets, says central banks will not abandon low rates, and he thinks that bond yields will not move much higher. News out of Serbia today, and not concerning Novak's what a dick, has abandoned its Rio lithium mine. The Rio was trying to build a lithium mine in Serbia, the Jadar mine. It was discovered some 15 odd years ago, but has been fraught with environmental issues. And Serbia has now basically put the kibosh on that forever. And the UK wine tax, the new UK wine tax that it will be bringing in based on alcoholic content rather than volume, will wipe out any FTA gains for Australian winemakers, red wine especially. Hard hit as it tends to be more alcoholic. And Whitehaven Coal is out this morning, quarterly report and guidance. It looks like La Nina has been causing some issues with rainfall above average on the east coast, and that looks like it's downgrading guidance there, although it still has very strong coal prices. Question of the day today, easy one for the weekend. Where do you see the oil price going from here? Here we are at $88, and it hurt last night when I filled up my car with petrol for the first time in about 3 weeks. We don't really go very far, but where do you see the oil price going from here? Is $100 possible, or have we seen the big rally starting to look a little bit tired and emotional? So where do you see the oil price going from here? That's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. You can head on over to the Marcus Today Facebook discussion group. We'd love to have your thoughts, ideas, and insights over there. Always a great group, always a great bunch of members. Members helping members is the motto there. And if you're listening to this on a podcast, don't forget we have three other podcast streams. We have the Marcus Strategy podcast, the On the Desk podcast, and the On the Couch podcast. And next week I'm interviewing Nick Munro from Munro Partners about his view of the market at the moment. Nick's great to have on the program. We've had him on before, so it's going to be a really interesting podcast. That will be out not this weekend, but next weekend. So thanks very much for listening, and have a great session, or certainly as great as you can. Also, have a great weekend. Stay safe.